yeah, so on behalf of Nia B and Shooter Hustler, thanks for tuning in. We love y'all. Stay tuned.
Hey, I'm Anthony Smith, and you're listening to Nia Boom.
Yo, 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 what's up? It's your boy Jack Quay. Mr. My Beats is here, and right now you're in the mix with my girl Nia Boom.
What's up? This is your girl Keisha Cameron Martin, and you are in the mix with New York City's own DJ Nia Boom. Keep it live.
This is Tommy Two-Face, and you are now tuned in to NYC's Fleet DJ Zone. DJ Nia Boom.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Miss J from Philly, and you're now rocking with New York's finest DJ Nia Boom. Don't go nowhere, for real. Keep it locked right here.
Ay, ay, ay. It's your boy DJ Booth. You know I represent New York City. You know I represent Brooklyn. And you're now rocking with New York City's own Nia Boom. Yo, Nia, drop that shit.
Nia, you the bomb, man. You the bomb.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your girl, DJ Nia Boom, up in this piece. And we got Tiny joining us as well. It is that time. Yeah, man, we about to get it. We got a special guest on tonight. I'm excited about that.
No doubt.
Tiny, how you feeling? What's good? What's going on in your
life? I'm all right. I can't complain.
You sound a little dry. You sure you're all
well,
right?
I sound dry. I'm keeping it real, man. You know what I mean? I'm from Uptown. I'm always winning.
Oh, true. All right, so I'm glad y'all tuned in. Like I said, we have a very special guest coming on in just a minute. We're going to switch it up a little bit, actually. So DJ Delmatic is going to be coming on the line with us in just a minute. He is the North Carolina Fleet DJs manager. So he manages the team there. He also... oh my God, I'm gonna say this wrong, so I'm not gonna say it. But Delmatic, I personally think he's one of the dopest DJs I know. I call him Delmatic the Beast.
Is he your favorite?
He's crazy.
DJ?
He's crazy on the turntables. What?
Is he your favorite DJ of all time?
I won't say of all time, but he's there. So
okay. Who's your favorite DJ of all time?
Let's go. How are we gonna get into that? We gotta get Delmatic on the line. He's waiting for us. But we're gonna get to that.
I just wanna know who your favorite is.
I'm gonna let you know. I'm gonna let you know who my favorite is. I hate saying like favorite though. It's just like one. How come I can only pick one?
Top five. So you gonna give me your top five?
Okay, that's a bet. All right, so we'll do that a little bit later. And I got a throwback joint for y'all. It's a surprise. Let's see who Tiny can guess. But we'll also do that in just a little bit. But let's get Delmatic on the line and see what he got going on. Delmatic, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're all right. You there? You here? What's good? How you feeling? Welcome to the show.
What's up? What's going on? I appreciate you.
No doubt. I'm glad you come on tonight and share with the people what you got going on. Like I said, I think you're pretty dope. I know I always tell you that. I think it was...
Right, I appreciate it, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
She's
no
been
problem.
Raving about
what?
You all day.
Shut up. No, it is not.
All day. You've been raving about him all day.
No, oh, word, that's what's up.
I think it was a 2016 Fleet DJ conference, I believe. That's when I really first was like, oh, shit. Damn, yeah, you be going in. So,
I try to do what I can, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's modest. So.
Delmatic, who your favorite
yeah,
DJ,
Google...
man?
Oh, my favorite DJ? Are we going to go
who's
right
your favorite
okay,
DJ?
My favorite DJ, I would have to say, that's tough.
All right, top five. Give me your top five to make it easy. Give me your
top
five.
Okay, top five.
Top three.
Top five. Give him five, man.
Five. Top five. DJ Jazzy Jeff, DJ Scratch.
Yeah.
DJ B, DJ Flash, and the last one up in the air.
Okay, we gonna get the last one later.
That's smart. I like them already.
Last one up in the air. Yeah. Definitely.
So right, so I know you've been doing this for quite some time. I won't age you, but I know it's almost around the 20-year mark.
20-year mark?
Okay, we'll do 15-year mark. Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a while.
You're veteran in the game, and it shows in your skills. So tell us, you know, how you got started into DJing, and, let's get the beginnings.
Right. So I got started. As a kid, I always wanted it. Wanted to like some turntables, but my mom wasn't having it. You know what I mean? She was like, "Nah, son." Cause you know we used to always look in the back of the magazines, and you know they always had the turntables in the back of the magazines, right? So I've always like take it to her and leave it on her bed or something, like kind of hitting towards it. So that never happened. That was like since like 10, 11. So I was always in the park. And they used to have a DJ out there named Woody Woods every Sunday. So I would just, like, always post up right beside him, just watching. So I didn't even get my first set of turntables until I was, like, 20, 21. You know what I mean? But I would always, in high school and middle school, I would always make tapes. You know what I mean? All the hot joints. And I would sell them in school, like, all the time.
Why? You was getting paid.
Yeah, definitely.
Money off the books. I like that.
So, you know, I kind of made my way to that point. But, you know, when I first, you know, got my turntables, I was, like, pissed off. I first got my first work check. And I was like, you know what? So I went straight to it. At the time at the store, it was, like, Mars Music. So I bought, like, the DJ in a box. You know, it was, like, two Gemini turntables and a Gemini mixer. And it, it was on from since then. Like, you know what I mean? So. You know, I had it in me. I just had to have it, so I just went and just spent my whole check on it. So, definitely.
That's what's up. Okay, that's a good story of a true, you know what I'm saying, somebody that really,
yeah, but,
really
but he didn't complete the story, though. Who bought you your first turntables?
I did.
He said he did.
Okay,
I bought
respect.
It. I took my first paycheck and, like, went and bought,
you missed
like,
it.
The DJ in a box.
No, but but I'm saying most people who are DJing, you know, when they learned how to scratch, you know, they were scratching on their mama's, you know, record player. And this and
oh,
that.
Yeah, definitely that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I got the ass whoopings and all that, you know what I mean?
You was fucking up the record.
I'm scratching up her Ozzy brother shit, you know what I mean? Yeah, so definitely on the little Onkyo home stereo, you know, yeah, all that.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, now you took it back. That's what I wanted to hear, my brother.
Yeah,
I respect you so much, you know, and shout out to Mom Dukes, you know.
Yeah, word. Definitely tearing her needles to pieces.
Gosh.
Yeah, I went through that little stage. Yeah.
So, I know that. Let's talk a little bit about. I want to say because you've been in the industry, you know, for some time, and you started in the beginning when it wasn't digital. How do you feel about the digital age and how that is creating, I guess, a whole new set of DJs? And do you feel like they're really DJing? Like, what do you think makes a real quote-unquote DJ?
I mean, as far as the digital thing, I love it. Because just for the fact that, crates and equipment got me back problems.
Right.
You know,
I can imagine.
Yeah, I was very happy, like, when they went away. The essence of it as far as DJing, I think, you know, I think the newer DJs, I think they doing what they're accustomed to. So, you know, I really can't hate on them for not wanting to go back and want to get a set of turntables and mixers and get vinyl. Like, I mean, if that's not what you were brought up on, why would you do that?
They
like,
don't know nothing
some,
about that, bro.
Right. You have some that, like, take it that far and actually go back and get it from the beginning, you know? So, but you kind of see where their truth is, you know what I mean? But they really want to get down to it, you know what I mean? Because they want to be honored and appreciated by their peers that are older, like the older DJs or whatever the case. So you have a few of those, not many, but the ones that do that, you can tell that they stand out a little bit more. I think in my personal opinion, you know what I mean? So you gotta pay
That's
homage
true.
To some so at some point though. You have to, you know.
Absolutely. You gotta
I
respect
agree.
The
I
old
feel,
school.
When I first started, I went to Scratch Academy.
Oh word, that's dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out to Scratch Academy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I said I wanted to learn vinyl. You know, even if I was going to primarily be on a controller, I wanted to learn. Like you said, I wanted to go back and learn how to get in the groove and really how this shit works, you know, because the controller don't give you that feeling.
it definitely separates you from the big boys, you know what I'm saying, or the big girls, you know, because if you went through that stage, you know the hardships, you know. Now it's kind of laid back, easier, definitely easier, because I don't think we would have those type of DJs if they never went over to the digital market.
Right, and I think a lot of DJs don't even use none. They be using like little buttons and shit, and like they don't even have turntables or controllers and nothing. It's just like, pressing buttons. Innovation.
I mean, it was a dirty game at that time. I used to drive to Norfolk, Virginia. You know, I mean, Carolina. Okay. So I used to drive to Norfolk every 2 weeks just to get a head start on records before it hit.
Wow. Game.
You know what I mean?
That's
so I had a hook up at a record shop. And I used to drive to Bob Beach, Norfolk, just to get a jump start, like before they even hit, you know.
Just so I can have
the
edge
over everybody else. Yeah. Yeah,
that's what's up. Dude, we gotta give Delmatic like a plaque or something, like a medal. I just feel like a lot of DJs don't really, you know, hone the craft like that and like respect it.
I
want to talk about your heavy representation with Carolina. I know you've worked with, you know, artists there and really trying to get, you know, really trying to break artists from there. And I know right now you're popping, you know, got the babies. And, you know, North Carolina, you're doing your thing.
Yeah, we don't fight. We don't fight.
And I know Knife won. I know you, huh?
I said, we don't fight.
Yeah. Y'all a little lit. And then I know you really, you know, support Knife Wonder, Jamala Records,
right,
and Rhapsody and all of them. Tell me about, are there any artists right now that you're, you know, pushing or wanting to break? And are there any other artists that you're working with in general? How do you feel about your representation in Carolina? What do you want to do with that?
I got a couple of artists that I've kind of worked with here. Of course, Rhapsody. Got an artist named Tigo B. He was getting like some national spins at one time. He's still working though. I really kind of work. I would say with the majority of the artists here, to be honest with you. I'm like their first introduction to radio. Like if they have like a single that's, you know, dope, semi-dope or whatever, I try to give everybody a shot, give them a chance to say, hey, mama, I made it on the radio while they're riding down the road. You know what I mean? So, outside of Carolina, I have My Leisure in Delaware.
Oh, yeah, My Leisure. Shout out to her.
She's been doing her thing lately.
Yeah, she working. I got Six, who you gonna meet soon, Leah, from Atlanta.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I got like two R&B singers in Atlanta I work with, Six and Myla. I'm trying to think, it's a lot of people. But those are like my closest ones that's right close to me at this point. Trying to get them a little bit of more notoriety than they currently have, so It's a struggle though. Like my struggle is DJs.
There's so many artists out there now.
Yeah, but the DJs don't like
the next one to blow out of North Carolina.
The next to blow.
Who's putting in that work? Who got the city on smash? Who got the streets out there?
Well, besides the baby, it would be Stunner for Vegas. Even though he got a situation right currently, but he still hasn't hit that mark. You know what I'm saying? Like he hasn't really like catapulted on a national level. But you know, right
what
now
do you
it's
feel
like, you know, right now it's like Rhapsody and the Dreamville squad, Luke, his artist Luke, that's from Charlotte. And a couple of others, but I think Stunner is probably the closest to like hit national status right now at this point.
Stunner's working hard.
Oh, yeah, he getting it. He didn't. He didn't show up. He didn't show up on Sway. He didn't show up on Sway though. He is real disappointed.
Oh shit!
Y'all see the video, the interview?
Nah, I ain't
see it.
Y'all
gotta
watch it. Yeah, with the baby bought stunt up there with him. Y'all have to watch it. Like, you know, they put him on the spot. Like, you go on Sway, you gotta, you know, you gotta come with them bars. He was like, nah, that the beat they played. He was like, nah, this ain't my era.
Oh no!
So he let it down. Yeah, he let it. He let it down real hard. So, yeah.
I ain't gonna call that letting y'all down, man, because you know Gucci was on Sway and he denied it too. He's like, nah, I don't rap for free.
Yeah, that's Gucci though. That's Gucci. Like, you could have came with a written 16 or something, like, you know what I mean? Like, we was like, come on, bro. That
so
was
why do you
time.
Feel
yeah,
like
you
North Carolina?
Like that, you know.
So why do y'all feel like North Carolina is just getting on fire? Because in my opinion, North Carolina been on fire.
And right, personally, because I'm here, I would say that too. But in the world's eyes or the nation's eyes, like we know we have spurts, right? So we have a Fantasia, you know. Then we have an Anthony Hamilton, and then like we had some success from J. Cole. Then, you know, like Little Brother that got overlooked.
I feel like a lot of people don't really like, I mean, some people, you know, like J. Cole, not to interrupt you, my bad, but you know J. Cole, Rap City, like you kind of know that, like they rep it, but I feel like some of the artists from there don't rep it as heavy, so you don't even know that
they're
from there.
Yeah, that's right. You got, who else? Like, you know, the baby came through and really, he really kind of solidified, because all the people that came from here, all the people that came from here were R&B, or they were like backpackers, right? But everybody was looking for somebody from the streets. So the baby kind of filled that void, but not really. You know
why you say not really?
The people don't really look at him as a street dude. But here.
His security is, though. His security is.
Oh, yeah, security. He got Big King Kong from the West. Like, you know what I'm saying? But they don't look at him like that. Like, he's from the streets. The same way they did Petey Pablo. They didn't do Petey Pablo. Oh, the grind's sick. The grind is sick.
You got to respect
his
grind.
They're waiting on a trapper. Like, you know, somebody they know that's been in the streets. Heavy, like, that's what they're waiting for.
Much love to the whole North Carolina.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Shout out to all my family out there real quick.
No doubt. But at first, I ain't even going to lie to you. I ain't even going to hold you. When I first hit North Carolina, you know what I mean, back in like 07, 06, back when, you know, BMF was popping in Atlanta and shit like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I thought, you know, I had family out in Rocky Mountain and everything. And in Charlotte. And I'm like, oh, shit, you know, let me stop by and rock with my family. And one thing I can say about North Carolina, what made me realize how dope it was the music that they was playing back then, the hip-hop that they was playing. I don't know what type of connections they got. The music that they played, when I got back to New York, when I got uptown to the Bronx, I didn't hear that music from North Carolina until like 9 months later, 10 months later.
Wow.
They be having the plugs. They're up on shit. It's just people outside of North Carolina think it's slow because they don't know because they're not there.
Right.
But they've been having swag and they've been dope.
I
prefer North Carolina more than VA.
No, I know. I'm just saying how he said he had to go get the record, you know, before. I don't know if people still
the time, that was
what
early, though. That was like, you know, early, right at 2000. You know, because the technology started coming in around 05. You know what I mean? 05, something like that, when Serato hit. Yeah, so the records were getting scarce. Like, the record stores were closing and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, it was just hard to get music at the time. And then, you know, and then the line where I jumped on. So, you know, I had transferred over to CBJ's for a minute so I could just get mad records. Like, I found out who Plies was on LimeWire. So he introduced me to all kinds of things.
Well, let's talk about
Carolina on this way. They on the way.
I want to talk about Choice FM 92.1. Tell us about that. What's going on at Choice FM? How can people
listen? Choice is, they let me do what I want. That's why I live about it. You know what I mean? So I don't really have any flack. Yeah, I don't have any flack about what I play and that kind of stuff. Okay, they kind of know what avenue I'm coming with. Like, I'm very hard in the independent movement. So, you know, of course, I sandwich them in with the regular joints. Yeah, but you know, you got to give people their opportunities, man.
So are you going to play in Tekashi in January?
Nah, we can't do that.
You say you're not playing no one. You banning Tekashi?
Yeah, we can't do that.
All right, look, both of y'all said I better not hear
that.
No Tekashi.
Nah,
so
let
me ask you something. Since North Carolina's popping right now, bro, my thing is this. How is the women? Are the women turning like the women in North Carolina, up in Atlanta? You know what I mean? They all plastic, you know, all made up, body all done and everything like that.
Nah, hell no. Nah. It's a few, not many though. Just a few, but not many. A lot of them ain't about that life. You know what I mean?
Okay, so the women are still,
you know,
natural.
Yeah. They got naturals, yeah. It's a few though. It's a few that's taking it. But yeah, it's natural. So yeah, they still got the grits bodies. The girls raised inside.
Still got the grits.
Okay. You know,
yeah.
Atlanta,
jelly,
everybody
look
like a Barbie doll.
Everybody, Atlanta turned into LA. Yeah, they turned into LA. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Real
quick, what's the most popping clubs, hip hop spots up in North Carolina right now?
North Carolina, Charlotte has the Club World. They have the White House. Here in Raleigh, where I am, we have Solace. We have Star Bar. We have Rose Bar. But the club scene is kind of, to me, is kind of dying down. Like, everybody is going to, like, bars and lounges. You know what I mean? I think it's kind of the same way in New York too. You know what I mean? Like, the big club scene is kind of dying.
Yeah, it's true.
Because bottle service messed the club up. Like, it tore the club to pieces. Because, like, that was some stuff that you saw in Vegas, and it was only for special people. Like, you couldn't buy a booth, like, because you had to be somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you had a squad of 10 people and you just had money, they still wouldn't let you do it because you weren't important.
You wasn't VIP like
that. Right. Now that you can just do that, people just buying up stuff and everybody's in booths, in sections. There's no dance floors anymore. Like, they've got all that stuff to call. It's more of a social setting.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know.
Because everybody on social media.
Yeah,
bottle
service messed it up.
Wow. All right, well, you know, in New York a lot of time, too, it's the strip clubs is popping.
That's always.
Strip clubs popping like that out there? Oh, okay.
Yeah. We have a few. Like, the best ones, though, is, like, Charlotte and then, of course, Atlanta. But, yeah, you got to go to the 80s.
Yeah, I went to one in Charlotte.
Yeah, they had Onyx. Well, Onyx is still there.
Yeah.
They had Cameo, but that's not there anymore, so. They have a couple.
Okay.
But honestly, they're like main ones. But
yeah,
it ain't like Atlanta.
And Atlanta is on steroids, literally.
Oh, yeah. You better believe it.
So,
North Carolina still got it, though.
Yeah, man. So, what if there is an artist that is interested in getting their music played or want to get in contact with you, how can they do that? Or is that it's not like a possibility. So how can they do that?
Yeah, just hit me on my social media, in my inbox or whatever, Instagram, Facebook, right, or whatever. Just hit my inbox, and we'll see what you got. I'm looking all the time. Like, I'm searching. Like, I'm looking for people. You know what I mean? So, because I like to drop exclusive stuff, and I like to be first, which is not really really popular in the DJ realm anymore. Nobody gets exclusives anymore. Like they drop, they everybody drop at the same time, and you got to get it when everybody else get it. So, you know, I try to get ahead of the game a little bit.
Yeah, that's dope, though.
I truly appreciate you, bro.
Oh yeah,
you know what
I appreciate
you're doing, bro. You know what you're doing.
We're not
done, I rock with you. I feel it.
Oh yeah, Delmatic's the truth, man. Follow him, y'all. DJ Delmatic, Instagram, Facebook. I think I'm not sure. Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
He on there as well. I have a couple questions real quick, and then we're gonna get to our segment a little bit early because I want to hear what you have to say about it. Our topic for tonight.
Okay.
But first, there's some fun questions I like to ask everybody. So you're just going to finish the sentence. All right? So all right. The first question is, I hate it when...
somebody screams my name in public.
Really?
Yes.
I would think you... Wait, screaming and how? Like, not chicks in the audience screaming, but like...
Nah, like I'm walking in, like, say, I give a perfect example. Like, one time I was in Vegas, like, I'm just chilling, right? Thinking I'm low-key,
mm-hmm.
trying to get something to eat. Damn, man, what up? Like, you know, like, yo, come on, bro. Like, you know what I mean? I turn around, like, it is just catching you off guard. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nah, bro. See, like, it's a setting for that. Like, you know what I mean? Like...
Wait, is it just because they said your name, or if they was just, like, mad loud?
Mad loud and just caught me off guard. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, because I'm thinking I'm low-key. Like, I won't expect them to know anybody, you know. Yo, damn, I'm mad. What up? And I'm like, yo, what? Yeah.
Then why'd he be
that's
like,
kinda, yeah. Like, you know, like, come on, bro. Like, you know.
Yeah, that's funny.
Like people do it at the weirdest times, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So the other one is,
man.
I love. Oh wait, what'd you say?
They supposed to be a pioneer out there, man. Give it up for him.
He's a celebrity.
You
couldn't be no celebrity because you'd be mad.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess like you know,
day.
You if you chilling with your fam and stuff like that, people just be like, yeah, like you know. Nah, like, I'll be
then New York and you probably be like, yo.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're...
Right.
Okay, so the next question is, I love a woman who...
cooks.
Okay, what's your favorite dish?
I'm an Italian guy. Like
okay, so you like the pasta.
Lasagna. Yeah.
Lasagna
yeah.
and shit.
Yeah. Okay. So, can I add something to that? And don't... Don't complain too much. There you go. Yeah.
I feel like we don't realize we be complaining. I'm going to tell you that. I don't think we realize how much we complain.
Oh, man.
I'm speaking for myself. I didn't really realize how much I did it until I tried to stop. And I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Complain about me.
It's definitely one of those good turnoffs now.
Is that a good turn off?
I'd be like, you know what? Nah, this ain't it. Yeah.
This ain't all right. You complain to that.
Yeah, this ain't it.
You think he said this ain't it? I'm gonna go. all right, so before we're gonna get into our topic, but before we do that, tell the people. I think I already told them. I want you to tell them where they can follow you at and all that good stuff. And is there anything else you want to, you know? Tell the audience that we didn't get to talk about.
Right. Well, you can follow me at DJ Delmatic. That's DJ DELLMATIC. All social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Like, so, you know, if you got some music or whatever, you're a dope artist, make sure you hit me up, you know. My email, if you want to send it straight to my email, is DJDelmaticMP3@gmail.com. So, you know, I'm always
all
looking
right.
for some new music to break. But come with that
good
heat,
music,
though. Like, none of that garbage.
And it better be mixed. Don't be sending no muddy
please,
shit.
Please, don't matter.
None of that
let them
garbage.
Know. Let them new artists know, like, don't hit you up. Do not hit up DJ Delmatic unless y'all have a budget. You ain't got no budget.
Oh, yeah.
Don't waste that man's time. He's a pioneer. He's a legend. He's doing his thing. So if you don't have any money, do not hit him up. If you don't have
no money, go to SoundCloud.
Exactly.
If you have no budget.
Don't call them. Don't call them if you ain't got at least $3,000 for them. And then, you know what I mean, I got to put my little something on top. So
wait, what? How you got in there? Anyway.
Yeah. Got to get that bread. Got to have it. Yeah, it's hard. Like, it's hard to try to move stuff because artists don't realize that, like, they just want you to go with the record. But, you know, you got to pay people. And they hate
that's
the fact that they think money isn't involved, but you got to pay people, man. Like, it just don't happen.
They,
like, I just can't demand, hey, fellas, hey, I need y'all on this. I can. They may do it, but they'll do it a little faster if I send some money to the Cash App, you know?
People should know that. I mean, I think artists, too, they understand, okay, you have your artistry, and then you got to have a business. And they forget the business part. Like, it's still a business. So, you know, you're still going to
get that
bread.
Part a lot of times. Yeah, I don't think they get that. I think they, you know, because you're a DJ, that's what you do anyway. Right, you know what I mean? So.
Right. So they probably feel like they're doing you a favor. Like, bitch.
Nah, but I tell them this. I like, if you got a hot record, majority of the time, I'm going to play it, right?
Right.
But if you want me to play it on your time, you got to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, if you want, hey, man, I need this in rotation whenever you at the club, whenever you on radio and all this, you got to pay. Like, because now I'm working on your time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's the difference.
Don't get stupid. You
got to take it a business.
All right. It's 7:30. Let's get into our sex topic for the week. It's a little bit out of, I don't know, it's a little bit different. We are going to get to our topic, so y'all stay tuned. And I still got the throwback joint I'm going to put on for y'all and some more new music. So stay tuned. Y'all tune in right now to Boom Show, DJ Nia Boom up in here. Tiny and DJ Delmatic is joining us tonight. So in this segment, we're going to talk about sex bots. You heard about these robots, Domatic?
You're talking about the robots?
The sex bots.
Or the
robots
the
that people
bots.
Having sex with.
Oh, I don't know nothing about the sex bots. I know about the little doll joint, though. The little doll joint. Oh, that's what she's talking about. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Oh, the dolls. Yes, the dolls.
Yeah.
Yes. The sex dolls.
Okay.
So, you know, this is a big thing that, you know, they're manufacturing these joints. And in the next 10, 20 years, this might be it. Do you think that these sex dolls can replace humans?
Hell no.
Delmatic, I'll let you start.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely not.
No. So
absolutely
you don't think
not.
You could
no.
just lay up with the sex doll, do what you got to do with the doll, and then be done with it?
Nah. Nah.
I know. I don't get it. Some people get.
I mean, some weirdo may be
able
to do it. Like they, like you know, what I'm saying. I want you to talk some shit or something. You know what I mean? Are they gonna make them so they can talk? Like you can program what you want them to say.
Delmatic, they talk. You can program them. They gonna move their eyes. They'll touch you. They feel like the real thing. Like it feels like the real thing. I mean, I feel like if a dildo, if a woman can use a dildo, I don't see the difference, honestly.
I think if a man messes with a sex doll, something wrong with him. He a weirdo. He got problems.
That's
just
right.
Go to the club with at least, you know, 700 singles and shit. You're going to get some vagina, man. It ain't that hard.
Wait. Did you say go to the – wait. Buy it. And you said get 700 singles. You can go buy some pussy. Is that what you just said?
No. Never said buy.
Oh.
I never said buy. I said take 700 singles. And you go to the strip club, if you throw them 700, right, you're going to get something. Or what you could do is just go to the local projects. Go to your local projects. There's going to be some single mama out there that needs a little help. That food stamps didn't come in until the 15th. She's going to need a little help. You ever seen
that
movie Set It Off? Like Jada
Pinkett,
she needed the money. Jada Pinkett, she needed the money to send her little brother to school.
Oh, stop. But did you see how that affected her? No.
What do you mean how
women don't
her? It's even trade. What do you mean? It's even trade. It's bargaining. What's wrong
no,
with that?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
All right. No.
That's what
no.
that's what
no.
the famous $40 came in. The famous $40.
Like, yeah, right. Even though $40 ain't shit. I don't know who the fuck. Are they fucking for $40 or are they
40.
Just giving head?
The famous 40.
What does the famous 40 get you? Does it just get you?
I'm just saying, the famous 40 get you where you want to be.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess it depends on where you want to be.
Yeah, it gets you where you want to be. You have to look at. I mean, you like somebody rent might be 40. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That is.
And
true.
Rent might
that
be 40.
True.
You know, like you said, you're talking projects.
Yeah.
Rent might
so
be 40
you,
for
so
2 months.
So you rather have sex with somebody out of the projects that's a stranger that you don't know than a robot?
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely,
definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
And, but,
so do you agree that with the dildo... Okay, go ahead.
I think the thing is this. There's some good talent out the projects, man. You understand? These women from the slums, they do shit that the rich women don't do.
You right.
They got talent out there. You know what I mean? Come on, give them some respect. They deserve a hand clap. You need an applause button. You need an applause button, man.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think from a woman's point of view, like I said, if you fucking with a dildo, then I don't see why a sex doll is totally out of the question.
Come on
just,
now, like be for real. Be
it's
for
just
real,
plastic,
so,
though. You could sit on a dildo. You could sit on a deck for sex doll.
But look at it like this. Like, a guy will get involved with you with a dildo, right? He may join
okay.
in and want you to play with it or whatever the case. But when he introduced that doll to the room, you will look at him like he's crazy as hell. Like, yo, bro, what is this? Like, what are we doing here?
Nigga, could you imagine nigga dragging a doll out of the closet? Like,
right. Like, yo, since we doing this, hey, yo, let me bring Anna out the closet. Like, you know what I mean? Come on now.
Yeah, that's too much.
That's going to be a little bit. You're going to look at
weird.
Him like, you're going to kick him the fuck out.
You're crazy ass. You get the hell out of here.
You're going to kick him out.
I mean, I get that. But can y'all agree that the dildo is not that much different than the sex doll?
I just think it's different.
Okay.
Because it ain't like
a
whole, like you ain't pulling a whole man out of the closet. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm pulling the most important part. I mean, I didn't even say it like that. I'm just saying, dick is a powerful thing. I'm just saying that I don't see much of a difference from a woman's perspective. I understand what y'all saying, but I think that if you cool with getting the plastic like that and doing that, then you, because there's different types of dildos, I get it, like, you know, but the ones that look like, you know, the whole shit and bitches are sitting on it and everything, like, I don't see why you just, you know, you could do a sex doll like that.
Okay, look, but
it's
like,
women.
But the thing is that it's like common for y'all, right? So you can go to like a sex store, right, and just go browsing. Hey, let me get this blue one out right here, like. But a guy, as soon as he walk in there, like they're looking at him funny anyway, right? So he walking over to the sex doll section. He's browsing, right?
For
so when he pull up to the counter, like that's embarrassing.
But come on, it was a show or somebody. Somebody had a sex doll. Who was it? Was it on Married with Children? I can't think of one show. But somebody had a sex doll.
I don't know nothing about that.
Huh?
I don't know nothing about that. But for the record, I have never ever dealt with a dildo, bought a dildo, purchased a dildo, or even touched one. That's not my type of style. I like
regular
sex from hood rats, strippers, and industry women. That's it. You know what I mean?
I think it's just going to be weird for a guy. Like, you know what I mean? It's going to be weird for him to fall up in there and try to purchase some sex doll. That ain't it. Like, that's not going to happen. But, yeah,
no,
I can't see that. Yeah,
oh, shit. Well,
So he like getting mail to the house, and the UPS man looking at you crazy like, bro, really? Like, you know,
well,
it's embarrassing.
How do you know what you're doing though?
I'm just saying, like, it might come in a whole box, like with the face on it and everything, like,
look,
you know what
I'm,
I mean?
Oh no, I'm sure they sending that shit discreet. They sending that shit like they send the fucking the Viagra. They sending that shit discreet. They're not gonna send sex bots. They're not gonna write sex dolls. But I don't know. Maybe it's the white thing. I feel like some of the white men, you know, have already been doing this. So I don't know. Maybe it's just not for us. But
no,
we'll see in the next 20 years. What's going to happen? What's going to happen next 20 years? We'll see. But we're going to get to our topics for the night. But Delmatic, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you want to sit it on topic, but if not, you know what I'm saying. Do you want to sit on topics? We're going to get to this joint and come back.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm chilling.
All right. Cool. We ran out of time. All right. We got about 15 minutes left. Let me get on the throwback joint for y'all. We're going to come back and finish up the conversation.
Is this an African dude?
Okay. I'm going to give y'all a hint. Let me see if you can guess. All right. It's a throwback from the 90s.
Please let it be all Kelly.
That's all I'm saying.
Shit. You said the 90s and what now?
The 90s, it's a girl group, and that's all you're getting.
Oh, SWV. Really?
Wow.
Nope.
How far are we talking back? How far are we? Like the 90s?
I can only tell you the 90s. It's only here. Yeah.
A girl group. R&B or rap?
Say, R&B. I feel like if I get that to you, you're going to get it.
Oh, no. Hell, shit. Moke and Steph.
No, but that was a good one. He's mine.
TLC.
All right, I'm done. No. That was a good one, too, though. But no.
Damn.
We'll see. All right, so y'all check out this joint right here. You tune in to Boom Show. DJ Nia Boom. We got DJ Delmatic on the line with us. And Tiny, of course, is here. Y'all want to follow us, you can follow Tiny at Loyalty and Sneakers, and you can follow me at Miss Boom NYC. And, yeah, man, y'all make sure y'all tune in Thursdays. We do the Rewind on Fleet DJ Radio at 7 o'clock. So if you miss this, or if you miss any show, let me not say this show, because if you're listening, you're in it. But if you miss any show, remember, you can catch the Rewind on Fleet DJ Radio. And, yeah, check out this joint right here. We'll be back. Yeah.
What we gonna do now is go back. Take your plan, that's all.
That was Jhonae. I never knew how to say that. I always felt like I was saying it wrong. Hey, Mr. DJ. Did y'all think that's what it was?
That was pretty good.
Okay. Look,
we're
going to do
now.
Our trivia now.
That was pretty good.
All right, so let's talk about what's going on in the news. In hip-hop news, Tiny, you know, T.I.'s wife, Tiny, was robbed in Atlanta for $750,000 worth of jewelry. Now, she allegedly left the jewelry in the car, okay, went inside to the event she was at. One of her friends came out and had to get some out the car or whatever. Then she went back in, then Tiny, and they both came out, and they got robbed, okay? Can you say inside job? How did these people know that she had 700, huh?
It's a Kim K job.
We were. For real. How did they know she had 750? Yeah, first, go ahead. What you was going to say?
Well, I think that some people in Atlanta know that the feds is watching T.I. and he ain't got no more guns. So, you know, they're green light right now.
Well, why did she have $750,000 worth of jewelry in her car? In a Lamborghini, like, once again, just like this other chick, where are your bodyguards? This shit don't make no sense to me.
I don't know. I don't know why you're riding around like that in the first place.
Yeah, it really doesn't make any sense.
But then I see if you were going to the safe deposit box and drop them off in it, but you going to
an event, leaving them in the car. Something ain't right about this story. Either somebody isn't turning in insurance money. I don't know. But something's definitely not right about this story. So yeah, man, I don't know if she's gonna get her shit back, but that's a lot of money.
Yeah, she got insurance on it.
Yeah, she got insurance for sure.
So
But the thing about it, stealing jewelry, like, you got to have somebody to move that stuff. That's the hard part. Like,
because it's the why.
If you don't know, online, that's risky.
eBay.
Yeah, that's a bit risky, but.
But they must know somebody. They must already have something. But they should probably already got somebody that they can give
you
something that they can sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tiny, I don't know. Y'all stop doing stupid shit. Please get a bodyguard or stop carrying it with you. Stop driving around in Ferraris and Lamborghinis. I don't know, son. I'll be taking the Range Rover to the club. Why are you taking them?
A friend probably got them. Like,
yeah.
Oh, girl, let me go back to the car. Like, no, she don't care. Hell no. That shit on the
inside. Right. It really don't. I don't know why that shit
is. It's really a sad story. It's really very sad because it's not like T.I. can go back to his gun connect.
Because
anybody that get caught with all them guns and only get 1 year, you get a silencer and all them automatic weapons and you only get 1 year in jail, I wouldn't sell you a gun either.
Wait, why?
These are facts.
I'm sure he got some guns. Don't get stupid. I'm sure he got some guns.
No, he don't.
Shit, he ain't got no damn guns. Hell no.
But somebody else can have a gun. How about that? Like one
yeah,
of his,
but you
like,
still,
you know what I'm saying, sidekicks or whatever.
They may, but that it don't matter if they got them or not. It's still going to be yours.
Word up.
You're going to get it.
You supposed to have
Delmatic, you think T.I. was cooperating?
Personally, no. I don't think so.
You don't think he was cooperating?
No, I don't think so.
I'm just saying, if I know a person who get caught with all them assault weapons and, you know, silencers, and you only get 1 year in a day, it looks kind of suspect.
Yeah.
It does.
It do. It looks suspect, but I don't know. I don't know if the case was strong, though. Was the case strong like that?
Because he was selling him the guns.
So, I don't know. But much love to T.I. and Tiny. And, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, they got to get it together over there. Because,
that shit crazy.
Yeah, that's real crazy.
All right, let's talk about JT is free. City Girls, JT is finally free. And Young Miami's pregnant, I believe. So they're talking about they're really going to go hard. But I'm like, when Young Miami being a little bit out of commission, we'll see. But congratulations to JT, you know what I'm saying, for coming home. She just dropped new music already. JT first day out. So y'all can follow her.
I haven't heard
the
it yet.
Girl JT. Me neither. I'm sorry.
I heard it was trash, though. I heard it was trash.
You heard it was old.
I don't want to hear
right,
none of her music,
hear.
To be real with
yeah,
you. I just
want
to see what she looks
like
out of them clothes, man.
What?
I think they look all right. I think they look all right.
Wait.
I don't want to hear their music.
Why? Let me ask y'all this real quick, before I move on. We're about to wrap it up. Before I go to the next topic. As we know right now, it looks like women are running hip-hop. Right? Yeah, Megan Thee Stallion, some other people. Okay. So, do you men feel, like do y'all like listening to this music? Like, because Megan Thee Stallion, I feel like, is really, like pro-female. Like, fuck these niggas, get they money, blah, 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 whatever. Do y'all listen to this music? Or do y'all like it?
Yeah, I listen to it.
I don't listen.
Well, why you don't listen to it, Tiny?
Because I don't want
to
hear that
stuff.
I want
to
hear some gangster shit. You know, I want to hear some real shit. I want to hear like that. You know what I mean? I want to hear some thug shit. I want to hear some. But the thing is, I like music when it's real. Like, don't be. You know, I don't want to hear like a dude writing your shit. You know, you spitting it. I want to hear some real rider shit. You know, like the old school back in the day. I want to hear some real shit.
So you
I don't
want to
hear about
writing...
Hot Girl Summer. I don't want to hear about that. You know what I mean?
So have you listened to her album at all?
I'm not interested.
Have you listened to Fever? See, but you're not even giving it a team. Okay, I'm going to let it go. But
okay, I'm
going
to put it to you this way. If Megan Thee Stallion has a criminal record and some street credibility, then possibly I will check out her album because I know it's coming from the heart. You understand?
Wait,
but
City Girls,
you know,
got street cred.
JT got street. What did she go to jail for?
Shit, probably scamming.
Yeah, I think actually that might have been
probably
it.
Scamming.
Let me see, JT.
It's not criminal enough.
You want
you know?
A real criminal?
Like he want a Remy Ma.
Man.
He want a Remy Ma. Like.
Exactly,
wanted,
dramatic.
Right.
I want a
right.
Remy Ma.
I want a Remy Ma.
I'll listen to her shit. Yeah.
Okay. I feel you. Okay. I'm trying to see where you was at, but I get it. I see where you at.
Yeah, I want to hear that reality.
All right. Speaking of that, that's a nice segue into our last story. Drake, his father did an interview recently with Nick Cannon. And he said that Drake is lying, that he was around his son and that, you know, Drake's lyrics are a lie. And Drake took to Instagram, you know, pretty upset, stated he can't believe his father, you know, is lying like that and blah, blah, blah. So what y'all think? Who y'all think is lying? You think the father lying or is Drake lying?
Well, my thing is ask the mother. She cleared it off.
Delmatic, that's real. That's real right there, Delmatic, what she said.
It's the same thing that Biggie.
I like that.
It's the same thing that, like Biggie mom did the same thing. She was like, come on, bro, you exaggerate a little bit now. Like, she did the same thing. Like, you know what I mean? Because the mother gonna tell the story. She gonna tell it right. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
She gonna tell it right.
Delmatic, that was official. I like that, Delmatic.
Yeah,
I fuck with
you.
Yeah,
you know, mom shows no love. Like, you know, mom gonna give it to you right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You're right. She gonna tell you that nigga wasn't around.
But you know what? This is what I think, though. On everything, I think personally that Drake is half white and he's privileged. He didn't grow up in the struggle. So his opinion really doesn't matter anymore. You know,
yeah, he ain't got no felony. It don't matter.
Right. You know, no, it's not really about felonies. It's about, you know,
I'm playing.
You grew up privileged in a privileged home. You was doing TV commercials and shit at seven. I don't really give a damn what you got to say, man. You don't know about being broke and eating ramen noodles and your mama sending you to school with $10 in food stamps. Yeah, he's a, you know, come on, Drake, man. Sit your ass down. You half white, man. Get out of here, man.
So to me, the way I look at it is like he's saying his dad wasn't around, but his dad might have been working a lot. So to him, it's
true.
Like, oh, my dad wasn't around. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not like
we,
not like a lot of us experience, like, no, that nigga was really gone.
Really gone.
Like, you know? he was really gone.
Right.
It just depends on his view, how you view it. You know what I mean?
And fathers go through
things.
You got to forgive fathers for not being there sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, and get a bit of a pass. I think it's a little bit of both. I think they're both telling the truth. Because I think it's just about perspective. And like you said, the way that Drake perceived it, you know, might have not been the same way that his father did. But
he's half white. He doesn't know no better.
Okay, half white man. You don't know no better. we're going to wrap it up. But before we do, you are correct, Delmatic. It was fraudulent credit card charges.
Oh, she's scamming.
So, yeah, she's scamming. So,
I don't think that was a crime for Tiny.
All right, so, yeah, man, we're going to wrap it up. Like I said before, make sure y'all follow us at Miss Boom NYC. Follow Tiny at Loyalty and Sneak. Matter of fact, Tiny, you could go ahead, and everybody can do their own closing.
Yo,
ahead,
man,
Tiny, let them know
follow the homie, man. And at the end of the day, y'all know I usually don't like most of Miss Boom's guests. But Delmatic, I fuck with him. I stamp him 100%. He is valid. Please fuck with DJ Delmatic, man. Straight like that.
Right.
And at me at Loyalty and Sneakers, man. Delmatic, let them know what time it is.
Yeah, hit me at Delmatic, DJ Delmatic, all social media. You know, I'm easy to get along with. You know, just don't send me trash. You know what I mean? So, you
don't,
know,
don't be
I'm available for the interviews, podcasts, all kind of stuff. Like, you know, so I'm trying to get out here a little more. Let people know my story, you know, what I represent and stuff like that. So I appreciate both of y'all for letting me get on here and, you know,
we got your
game,
back,
you know?
Bro.
Yeah, man, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? You know, we family. And anytime you need anything, you let me know. You know, but I appreciate you coming on and kicking it with us tonight. And like I told
Absolutely.
Y'all before, y'all can follow me at Miss Boom NYC. And y'all tune in next week. We're going to have, you know what I'm saying, some more dope shit going on. And I'm going to leave y'all with this 2 Chainz. Y'all seen this 2 Chainz $2 bill video?
Yeah.
That shit is hilarious. Yeah. It's funny. But anyway,
see y'all next
y'all
week. No Malik Yoba. No Malik Yoba. I'll see y'all next week.
Get this. All right, man. We'll catch y'all later. As always, be greater than
hey. You better use a condom. I'm real like a nigga that's loyal. I'm real like a girl with me that ain't spoiled. I'm real like Mr. Clean with hair. Yeah,
I'm rare.
Like a $2 bill. Like a $2 bill. Like a $2 bill. Like a $2 bill.
I'm rare. I'm rare. I'm rare.
Shit from Rio de Janeiro, I'm rare. Like a commercial with Future and Cher. Like a cop that's fair. Like a triple double dare, I'm rare. Really rare, you scared, you really scared. I'm where, I'm here and there. You stare, you disappear. Oh yeah, that's really rare. That flare, them semi-tear, that trigger.